Welcome to the True Condos Podcast with Andrew LaFleur, the place to get the truth on the Toronto condo market and condo investing in Toronto.
Okay, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Elliot Tobe. Elliot is the president of International Home Marketing Group. Elliot, it's great to have you on the show once again.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
And Elliot, I know you just flew in. Why don't you fill everybody in where you were, what you're doing, and what you've been up to these days? I know you're a very busy man.
Busy, I think, is sometimes an understatement. I was in New York City this morning, finishing some meetings down there. I've been running back and forth on a couple different projects. And a lot of stuff that we're going to be actually talking about coming up. So, yeah, it's been a long day so far. Love New York City, though. Absolutely love New York City. So, but it's good to be back home.
Good to be home in your own bed tonight. Is Toronto becoming New York? I mean, what's your feeling on the Toronto-New York kind of comparison that everyone likes to make? You've been spending a lot of time in New York. What do you think?
I think there's a direct correlation to New York, and I look at some of the different neighborhoods as well and correlate that as well. I think Toronto is Manhattanizing in a bit. It's just with all the high-rise that we're doing as really the true form of living, it brings that to it. And, the comparisons, I love New York, but I think I love Toronto more than anything else in the world. I think it has the best of all those aspects from, the food and the entertainment and the architecture and the freedoms that we enjoy and the open spaces, something that New York doesn't necessarily have. I think there's, it is the cleanliness that we have here. So it's, as much as I love New York, I wouldn't trade Toronto for anything.
Good answer. obviously you've been in New York a lot with dealing with Nobu, and we want to talk about Nobu residences. Everybody's talking about it. Of course, want to learn as much as we can here on the show. But before we do that, last time we spoke was right before Home Condos, which was launched in November. And so why don't you sort of fill us in again on how did the launch of Home Condos go and what's been happening in the market over the last 6 months since then?
Okay. Home by Great Gulf, a tremendous success for them and for us. We have not sold out, like a lot of buildings that have come and blown out. We have not sold out, but that was on purpose in the strategy and thinking. So there are still suites available at this moment in time. It is very limited. And we will continue to release throughout. But the project was exceptionally well received. That part of town, especially the Eastern Block and its change, price point, architecture, design, everything, people went crazy for it. And actually tomorrow night is the Build Awards, Sales and Marketing Awards for the new home industry. And Home is up for a whole bunch of awards, including the coveted Project of the Year. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's events and hopefully Great Gulf, and we'll get to share in taking a trophy home tomorrow.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. I didn't realize that. That's a very big honor to be nominated for Project of the Year. The market's just been crazy. I mean, what's it been like from your perspective, and where do you sort of see the market going for the second half of this year? So what's been happening in the market for the last 6 months from your perspective, and where do you see the market going over the next 6 months, the second half of the year?
Well, I mean, looking back, when I look at 2016, which for international was an exceptionally successful year for the amount of units that we did and the dollar volume, for a sales perspective, we're actually just edging ahead of where we were last year at this time as far as units sold. But the biggest difference for me is normally at any one point between all of our builders' projects, we'd have hundreds and hundreds of units, sometimes over 1,000 units in inventory, available to purchase. At this point, I'm down to, I think, just over 200. So that's showing like everything is selling. Projects are... The cycle is just so different. We used to come out and we'd expect it to be 6 months to 18 months to sell out a project. Now it seems like it's 6 days to get it done. So, and then I haven't seen that slow down, and being in the high rise side and the low rise side, It's all been the same. Everything that we've been launching, the demand has been furious. I just can't seem to quench everybody's appetite for units. And even with all those announcements from the government last week, I haven't seen a slowdown. Like talking to you and our, you know, a lot of our consultants out there and the agents that we deal with, nobody's seen a real slowdown. So I think it's going to continue throughout the year. I just don't think the biggest thing is we don't have the amount of projects coming out that we used to. So I think the supply side is a little bit, there's just not enough inventory out there.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot fewer projects, especially in the downtown core. And like you said, normally there's a lot of just standing inventory, units available for sale at various projects that are 40, 50, 60% sold out around the city. So, okay, if you missed out on the new launch, that's okay. You can go next door and they've got units available, somebody else over here, somebody else over there. But right now, if you're a buyer and you're out there looking, it's crazy. There's just nothing to buy anywhere.
I know. And the numbers that we're seeing and the dollar, like the price that people are paying for projects is also, it's unprecedented. The one thing that I think and I hope that these new rules will do, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, is just kind of slow down the appreciation in value. Well, I'm all for appreciation. That's why we get into this. We get in to make money, build on our equity. But I was not happy with how quickly prices would have been elevating. I think it's, I'm hoping that we were a little bit more slow and steady going forward.
Absolutely. That would be a healthier thing for everyone. Let's jump into Nobu now. So what is Nobu exactly? For people who don't know, tell us what Nobu is. What does the brand represent? And well, I guess we'll start with the company first. What is Nobu?
Okay, so first off, Nobu is a real person. A gentleman who, you know, as a chef, started a restaurant 25 years ago on the west coast of the United States, California. You know, people loved the restaurant. They gravitated to it. Famous people always started showing up. And probably one of the most famous who came in and loved it all those, you know, a quarter century ago was Robert De Niro. And along with him and a couple other, you know, Hollywood heavyweights said, if you ever want to come to New York, because, you know, De Niro is New York's town, I'll back you. We'll back you. Do whatever you want to do. And so that business arrangement, you know, came together. And over the last 25 years, the restaurants have grown to over 30 of them throughout the world. You know, Asia, United States, South America, the Caribbean, throughout the United States, and now finally coming to Canada. During their history as well, they've also done hotels. And there's I believe it's 15 hotels at the moment. And again, throughout the world, major centers from Malibu to Miami, Hong Kong, over in the Arab Emirates, down south, and finally coming to Toronto as well. Now, with this project, it's the first time that they're going to do a branded residence as well. So not only is Toronto, it's going to be the first of its kind for Nobu, residence, hotel, and restaurant all in one.
Wow. So it's a world first for a Nobu branded residence. You've got the hotels, you've got the restaurants around the world. This is the first residence branded Nobu in the world. That's very cool. And it's here in Toronto. You've been spending a lot of time with the brand and with the folks behind the company. I'm sure you've been having lunch with De Niro every week. And so what does the brand mean to you? Like, how do you personally describe it? Like, when you are trying to communicate to somebody, you know, this is what Nobu's all about. This is what makes it unique amongst the other sort of luxury brands that are out there. What does it mean to you?
I mean, first off, for me, this is, you know, you always say like a dream come true or something. I mean, my first experience with Nobu goes back 20 years ago, just as a person who enjoys dining, being in Las Vegas, I'd heard tremendous things about this restaurant, And it was the first time I ever walked in and was absolutely blown away by it. And over the years have been fortunate enough to try Nobu's in various locations. It's always been, you know, elegantly stated. There's a comfort level to it. You go in there and everything just makes you feel welcome. There's that Japanese simplistic, elegance to it. So I think when they've also been able to do the hotels and the restaurants, like everything seems to flawlessly blend together. There's a high level of service. There's an attention to detail. Everything seems to have its place. So it's just, and you don't realize that till you come through. Like just, you know, a lot of times you go to a restaurant and you come out, you just, you know, weren't satisfied. Something seemed off. Something seemed wrong. These experiences have all been, you know, encompassing from the time you walk through the door to the time you leave. And it is, it's a very comfortable, enjoyable, memorable experience. And I think that's going to translate to what we're doing here as well.
Wow. Let's talk about the location for the project itself, Mercer Street. What is special about this location? Why was this location selected to be the first Nobu in Toronto?
Well, first off, you know, we're on Mercer Street. Mercer's not, like, it's not a large street by any means. It actually just runs between one block, Blue Jay Way and John Street, just south of King. So you're smack dab in the entertainment district. It is a phenomenal location, being downtown, for its accessibility to everything. Whether you want to go to the Sky Dome for a baseball game, to the ACC to see your favorite sports teams. The Raptors are playing tonight, so let's hope they win. And then you're in the entertainment district, the restaurants, the nightlife. Plus, you're close to the financial core, so the location has everything. You walk out the door, just head block up to the east. You're in the PATH system to the subway. You can avoid our Canadian winters. And everything's down there. Like, it is just an absolutely phenomenal location. And with that street being non-traffic, there's a major heritage portion to it. The developers will be cobblestoning that street at the very end. And if you've looked at any of the teaser videos with the girl walking along the cobblestones, that's intentional because that's how that street will be once the residence is completed.
Wow, very cool feature. That's you heard it here first. So the Mercer Street, all of Mercer or a portion of Mercer the whole Mercer Street is going to be cobblestone.
Yeah.
Wow. And so the front facade of the Nobu building is an existing heritage building. Like it's a brick. It's got that rich kind of reddish brick front to it. That's going to be maintained, I understand. And then combine that with a cobblestone street, it's going to have a very kind of old world New York-y almost kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that building originally years ago was the Pilkington Glass Factory, and it does maintain a heritage designation. So it'll be carefully kept as part of the external facade of the building. And as part of the development deal with the city, and, you know, developers are always giving money for parks, development charges. So part of the deal that they created was just basically to make it a cobblestone street and more pedestrian friendly. So in the summer, we can expand basically the sidewalk areas, have cafes out in front. We can do a lot of stuff with it. So that's going to add to the allure of this project too.
Yeah, it's going to be such a cool, intimate, kind of tucked away, but right in the heart of the action kind of spot there with people coming and going from the hotel, the restaurant. You've got other restaurants and hotels and bars and lounges in the area. It's going to be a really, really cool spot. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the entertainment district has just changed so much in the last, 5 to 10 years. Where do you sort of see this neighborhood? How do you see it evolving? Not just Nobu, but the whole neighborhood. How do you see this area evolving over the next, say, 5-6 years?
I think it's the preeminent area of the city. We know what the plans are going forward and how it's envisioned to be developed. when you look at the Mervish partnership with Gary and the buildings that are going to be there, which will be spectacular. The Restaurant Row to be basically repurposed and rebuilt. A couple other developers on some other streets down there have projects in the works as well. So, I mean, from where it is right now, which is absolutely fantastic, it's only going to get better.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, the energy there, I was spending some time there today, and just the energy on the street around King and John is just phenomenal. Like, it's, yeah, I mean, it's, King West is really the New Yorkville in a lot of ways. And it's certainly trending higher and higher and higher. Let's talk about the developer. So Nobu is the brand, but who's building the building and what can you tell us about them?
Well, the major, and there is a partnership arrangement here, so there's a lot of people in the background, but the face of it and the development team is helmed by Madison. It used to be Madison Homes, has now changed their name to Madison Group because they're so much more than just a home builder that they were, you know, 25 years ago. Probably one of the larger development companies in the city with experience in not only home building, high rise, low rise, some great projects that we have out there with them, but they also understand the retail business. They have office buildings, retail concepts going. So they're very well rounded. And if anyone was going to bring this project to fruition and to execute it, these are the people to do it. So, and our relationship international goes back 25 years with Madison. I mean, for us, they were the very first client that International had. So it's been a long relationship, and it's a wonderful working with these the folks there.
Let's talk about the last, most recent building that Madison's just completed, which is also another two-tower development at Yonge and Eglinton, the Madison at Yonge and Eglinton. How did that building turn out, and what can buyers expect from a Madison building?
Well, that's the great thing about the city now, you know, and buyers and investors are definitely much more savvy in doing your due diligence. Visit the project that they, you know, completed. I think the Madison on Eglinton is spectacular. It is a tremendous mix of residential. There's 706 suites in the building. People have closed and are in love with it. I think the detail, the fit, the finish, it lived up to everything that we'd promised in pretty pictures and brochures. The retail in the building is spectacular. Loblaws, the LCBO, Orange Theory Fitness is in there as well. And there's another little surprise coming down the road for that building to complete the retail. But it is just a wonderful.
Any hints? Any hints on the surprise?
Okay, I'll tell you, it's not Nobu.
Right. It's not a Nobu. Okay, not a Nobu. Okay, but there's something cool still yet to come at the Madison. Like you said, I mean, yeah, the retail has just been such a huge success. Whether you live in the building or not, the people in the neighborhood just love it because of the, like you said, the Loblaws and the LCBO are just phenomenal additions to the neighborhood.
And, you know, if you have a chance to talk to friends or residents there, or even on the street, just what you've been experienced for customer service, for how is your apartment delivered, that you can go out and, you know, I am just confident in what people are going to hear out there. And I love that because not every project and every developer out there takes the same pride that these guys do.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah, it's great to, and I've been hearing that from a lot of people as well. Just the feedback on the Madison has been fantastic. The quality, like you said, I mean, turning out as good or better than what was promised in the brochures and with all the pictures and everything. And that's what you, you know, that's what every investor and buyer wants, hopes that that will happen. Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen that way, but it's, yeah, the Madison Group is, has done a great job with that one. So looking forward to Nobu, which obviously will be on a whole nother level. So let's talk about Nobu. Let's talk about the building. I mean, it's early still. We obviously don't have the specifics yet, but what can buyers expect from the building, from a building perspective, from amenities perspective, you know, suite mix? What can you share?
It's definitely time to start sharing some information. I mean, we've been leaking out teasers. People have seen the renderings of the building. So, I mean, it is a twin tower concept sitting on top of the shared podium. There's almost 700 suites in the building. It's two 49-story towers. The western tower is actually where the hotel component is going to be in here. And one of the things about this hotel, and especially from a luxury-branded hotel, and we've got a lot of them in the city, great places, Four Seasons, Shangri-La, Ritz, tremendous, but a little bit different. In those buildings, the hotel component is always at the bottom in the lower portions. Here, it's at the top five floors of the West Tower, and it's only 36 rooms. So it is a exclusive boutique hotel that will be, you know, heavily sought after, larger than normal type hotel suites, and with spectacular views. It's in the best real estate in the entire building. So I think that will be, you know, just a calling card to people who are coming into town to be able to even get a room at Nobu. The residents, we've done our homework, you know, that we work tirelessly on suite designs, making sure we get it right. We learn from, you know, agents like yourself and everybody, what do the clients want? What are the demands out there? And we've got a tremendous mix. There are some one bedrooms, but it's a very small component there. One bedroom and dens, great selection of two bedrooms, livable two bedrooms, wide shallow designs as well as regular designs, glass space. We some three bedroom product in there as well. So it's not just, you know, cookie cutter investor type product. There's something for everybody, whether you want to live there as your ultimate residence or if you're just looking for a crash pad downtown. And just well-designed, no wasted space. Building also helped us do that in the way that it's, you know, it's a basic rectangle-type building with a center core. So, you know, that helps us in the design process. But I'm thrilled with how the suites came out. The amenities as well, like a spectacular gym, a beautiful lobby to welcome people. There on the ninth level between the two towers, is going to be an outdoor amenity space as well, to enjoy in the city. So the amenity package is really, really special, and people are going to enjoy it, whether they're living there or if they're sharing it from a hotel perspective.
And
we also have a Nobu restaurant
there. Right. Yeah, I was just going to ask you. The restaurant is pretty important, so and it's pretty spectacular. So tell us a little bit about the Nobu restaurant, which obviously will be a calling card for anybody in the city or anybody visiting the city. You got to go to the Nobu. And so, yeah, what about the restaurant?
So over 15,000 square feet, you know, an indoor space, which is the part of the restaurant, as well as for the warmer weather, it does have some outdoor terrace places as well. The restaurant's in its design stage right now. And from everything that we've seen and looking at it, it is going to be spectacular. It's a place to be.
Is there going to be other retail in the building as well? Or, okay, there's other retail, not just the restaurant. What other, is it street front retail or?
Front on Mercer, and nothing there has been set in stone yet. So we'll see the developer once we get closer to having the building completed. We'll fill those spots.
So the restaurant, I assume, 15,000 square feet is multi-level? Like, is it? It's over two levels, three levels?
It's over two levels.
Over two levels. And it like ground and second or second and third or what do you know that yet? Or second and third levels?
Look at the renderings, which you can actually see online, and that you'll see where people are kind of sitting out on a terrace patio. That is part of the restaurant, if that's the restaurant area. It'll be fronting on towards Mercer.
Very nice. Very nice. So in terms of the fact that it's a hotel restaurant condo, for people purchasing the condos, is there, so it depends on the building, but like, are the amenities completely separate from the hotel and the condo? It's a common question. Another question people ask is about like, can you access services? Like, can you get room service or things, you know, in your suite, things like that?
Yeah. all that is still in the works, but essentially from what we know at this point, if you're in your room and you want to order from the restaurant, yeah, there'll be no issues with that. If you're looking for some Wagyu dumplings, my personal favorite from Nobu, and you want those ordered up, that can be done. Because it's only a 36-room hotel, the amenities are being shared more so with the residents. So there is a reciprocal agreement that the hotel guests will be able to use it. But what that's done, it's increased the standard of the amenities that are actually going into this building because it is shared with the hotel. So the residents are really getting a major benefit from that.
Wow. Spectacular. Anything else? Anything else that I didn't ask you about? And obviously, details are going to be coming out and much more so in the weeks ahead. But is there anything else that I didn't ask you about it that I should ask you about the building that you can share now?
I think we've covered a lot. I mean, the launch time frame, and that date's going to be, we're about to send out a save the date very shortly, but the end of May is when we're going to really unveil it to the world. And I really mean the world. It's amazing. When the first press release came out, it was picked up by almost 300 different news sources throughout, you know, the world. And wow. That's huge for a project in a place like Toronto. So I've never seen something catch on like that. I've got to say, you know, and I work on great projects with great developers, but I've never had the level of interest for any project that I've done like I've had for this one. We've covered a lot, so we know, you know, 249-story towers, a hotel, a restaurant, like additional retail in the entertainment district, one of the best zones in the city. Incredible suite layouts, incredible amenity packages, a fantastic development team, bringing everything to town. It's exciting. The other things that, you know, kind of didn't touch on, but it is such a global brand, and we knew that we wanted to do something special to launch this. So the developers really put together a global team to do this. So, you know, we talk about me running back and forth in New York. We have a New York ad agency, and, you know, Toronto has such amazing talent here. I think Toronto does, you know, this type of business as well as anybody in the world does. But we've gone outside to hire some outside talent. So an ad company out of New York, a rendering company is out of Australia, the ones who are producing all the pictures. Two amazing architects have been combined to make sure that we get everything right. An interior designer who's done projects all over the world. So it's truly a global brand, and it's a global team that's going to bring it to Toronto.
Very exciting. Anything, I guess the last question might be just price. Anything you can tell us about what to expect from a pricing standpoint?
You know, we've got our initial theories. I don't want to put it out there. It's, you know, it's the entertainment district. We've watched what everything else has been selling for of late. I think the developers will be fair in what they're expecting and asking. But, yeah, I mean, price at this point is really tough for me to pinpoint exactly where we're going to be. I'm looking forward, though, you know, with yourself and a group of realtors that we're about to take away next week. So, you know, we got a very special Nobu experience for you guys coming up. So to help you sell this as well and really understand what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to that. I'm going to be joining you and a few other top agents in Las Vegas to get the full Nobu experience. And I know you're bringing some other agents to New York City for a similar experience in New York. So yeah, that's going to be great to connect and to get ready and excited to work on this project. Looking forward to it very much. Elliot, thank you so much for your time today, and looking forward to working on this one again with you. Until we speak again, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the True Condos Podcast. Remember, your positive reviews make a big difference to the show. To learn more about condo investing, become a True Condos subscriber by visiting truecondos.com.